Kentucky Fried Chicken is now tangled up in the Trump administration's Chinese technology ban. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The American fast food giant warned today President Trump's decision last month to ban transactions on TikTok and WeChat could deliver a hammer blow to the business. That's because to cut down on wait times at its restaurants in China, KFC allows customers to place orders and pay for their meals using Tencent's messaging app, WeChat. From Shanghai, the BBC's Robin Brandt explains what cutting off contactless payments could mean for the company.
WeChat is ubiquitous here in China and for Chinese abroad. The US has targeted the app in the latest move against Chinese technology firms that it claims pose a national security threat. Now the BBC has been told this could have a potentially devastating impact on KFC and its parent company here, Yum China. Yum is among a number of high-profile firms who are vulnerable because it's incorporated in the US and publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. A considerable number of customers paying for food in their restaurants here use WeChat for the transaction, and it's transactions that President Trump plans to ban.
Robin Brandt reporting there from Shanghai. Well, despite that warning, shares of Yum China are up nearly 1% ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. That's as U.S. stock futures point to a relatively flat start. Yesterday's rally in America, though, is still giving global shares a boost. European benchmarks are up between 0.5% and 1.6% this morning. Stocks in Asia ended broadly higher, though Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell about 0.5% after India banned another 118 Chinese apps after another standoff at the border with China. As France grapples with the fresh rise in the number of coronavirus cases, the government is unleashing another round of stimulus measures to try and revive the struggling economy, which shrank nearly 14% in the second quarter. The package is aimed at creating more jobs, making French industry more competitive, and boosting green sectors of the economy, as the BBC's Will Bain explains.
France's Prime Minister Jean Castex has been doing the rounds this morning, outlining some things that are new, some things that have been voted through already. But in total, it looks like a 100 billion euro plan. Things that sort of jump out, 10 billion worth of tax reductions for companies on a sliding scale, big to small. There's 3 billion euros worth of support in the form of grants for companies, 7 billion euros on making homes and businesses more energy efficient. And that's kind of a really interesting feature, I think, of this particular set of stimulus is specific targets around green energy projects. There's 11 billion for public transport, a lot of that for railways, and 9 billion euros on finding new energy resources, including things like hydrogen power. So kind of interesting, not just supporting existing things, but trying to sort of change and evolve the economy as well.
And another big part of this is investment in young people, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Some of this stuff had been voted through already. In total, there's around kind of 7 billion euros worth of things for people who are unemployed. But in particular, there's projects targeted at under 25s. And there's 4,000 euros, for example, for companies who choose to take on an under 25 on at least a 3-month contract. So there's kind of a real focus on those people that we know are often working in hospitality or leisure or younger people, you know, in those kind of entry level jobs who've been worst hit by the pandemic, a real effort to try and get them back into work and keep them in work.
The BBC's Will Bain. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, youth unemployment is also a focus for the UK government looking to spur economic growth. It launched a $2.5 billion program this week called Kickstart. It'll give businesses roughly $2,000 for each 6-month work placement they provide for people aged 16 to 25 on an unemployment benefit known as Universal Credit. Lois Johnson-Smith is 19 and one of those young people hoping to take her first step on the employment ladder.
It's been quite tricky, but I've been doing all I can to apply for jobs, but because so many people are applying for jobs, it's not really been very successful. I think it's an amazing opportunity to sort of build up your skills and build up your CV as well and keep that active, get experience in different work sectors you might have never considered before.
Well, it's not just younger workers who could benefit, but businesses too, as these chief executives who have signed up to the scheme explain.
We'd be keen to get people into work who haven't been in work before and give them a taste of manufacturing and engineering.
We could probably create several dozen jobs for the 6-month period. And in that process, we'd give people the chance to learn some new skills. And we probably could keep the best of those people on for longer.
The question is, do these programs actually solve the problem they're created to fix? Hannah Slaughter is an economist at the think tank Resolution Foundation.
The Kickstart scheme is really similar to a scheme that we had in the last recession. And we know that that did work. It addressed the fact that one of the things we're really worried about with young people in particular is that if they're out of work for long periods of time, particularly in recessions, they can have worse employment and pay prospects in the years to come. The Future Jobs Fund addressed that and was really successful in doing so.
So especially now, do you think this Kickstart program would ultimately be a job creating policy that would help the economy out of the COVID-19 crisis? Because there are critics who say it could take jobs away from those who are already trained up and in the labor force.
Businesses have to apply to get this funding. And as part of that, they have to be able to prove that these are additional jobs. So they have to be increasing their overall headcount. So they can't let go of older workers to hire a 16 to 24 year old who's going to get their pay subsidized. So this is a big scheme. There's enough funding there for 300,000 jobs. But of course, we are heading for a big jobs crisis more generally that's going to be affecting all workers. So while this scheme is really welcome, it can't be the only thing that the government does. And they should be thinking of wider support to help people get back into work.
Hannah Slaughter at the think tank Resolution Foundation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some light at the end of the tunnel there for British job seekers. Also a potential boost for those out of work. Amazon said this morning it's going to create 7,000 new jobs here with positions not just in packing and shipping, but IT, HR, and engineering. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.